from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chemical weapons inspectors collected samples from Syria's Douma, city of Douma, on Saturday, 2 weeks after a suspected gas attack there, followed by retaliatory strikes by Western powers on the Syrian government's chemical facilities. We get more now from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The site visit was confirmed by the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. It will allow the agency to proceed with an independent investigation to determine what chemicals, if any, were used in the April 7th attack that medical workers said killed more than 40 people. The U.S., France, and Britain blamed President Bashar al-Assad's government for the attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. lawmakers are strongly endorsing continued American military engagement in Libya, calling it vital for the country's unity and to ensure it does not become a hub for terrorism. U.S. involvement has been a divisive issue ever since the Obama administration launched U.N.-authorized military intervention aimed at saving pro-democracy protesters from a government crackdown in 2011. North Korea's official agency, the news agency, says the country will never use nuclear weapons, nor transfer nuclear weapons, nor technology unless provoked. It's also halted missile tests effective Saturday. President Trump welcomed Pyongyang's announcement and said he was looking forward to a summit with Kim Jong-un. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Saturday that Islamic State militants have forcibly shut down telecommunications services in two districts of eastern Kunar province. Get more on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Four former U.S. presidents were among the 1,500 mourners who paid their respects on Saturday to former First Lady Barbara Bush, who died Tuesday at the age of 92. She was the wife of the 41st U.S. President, George H.W. Bush, and the mother of George W. Bush, the country's 43rd president. In addition to her husband and oldest son, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton attended Bush's funeral in Houston, Texas. Bush and her husband began attending the church where the funeral took place after moving to Houston in the 1950s. First Lady Melania Trump, also at the invitation-only service, along with former First Ladies Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton. Melania Trump represented President Trump at the service. He had tweeted earlier on Saturday that he was headed to the Southern White House to watch the funeral on television. Barbara Bush elected her second oldest son and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush to deliver the eulogy.
Mom got us through our difficult times with consistent, take-it-to-the-bank, unconditional, but tough love. She called her style a benevolent dictatorship, but honestly, it wasn't always benevolent.
Bush is being buried at the Bush Library at Texas A&M University, which is about 160 kilometers from Houston, where the couple's three-year-old daughter, Robin, is buried. She died of leukemia in 1953. Heads of state from across the world are gathered in London for the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. Here's more from Henry Ridgewell.
Beneath the pomp and pageantry, deep questions linger over the Commonwealth's future. What is it for? In her opening address to the summit, Queen Elizabeth, the head of the Commonwealth, made it clear she wants its leadership to stay in the family.
And we'll decide that one day the Prince of Wales should carry on the important work started by my father in 1949.
Critics argue the Commonwealth should sever its royal links. The Commonwealth has made headlines this week, but not for the reasons the British government intended. Prime Minister Theresa May apologised to the leaders of Caribbean member states after it emerged migrants who arrived in Britain in the 1950s and 60s from what were then British colonies had been refused residency and threatened with deportation. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Each year on April the 22nd, many people stop to think about the health of the world environment. And like a New Year's Day for nature, many make Earth Day, that's today, they make resolutions that they will treat the world around them more responsibly. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.